You agreed to come along with me. Don't make this any more difficult than it needs to be. This ain't the fucking milk route. Baby, this is worse than that. Now, shut up and don't make much noise. Keep your head down. And if anyone stops us, don't be too shocked if I kill them. Isn't it too late to be surprised? Now that you've seen me do it, you're an accomplice, an accessory to murder. So, even if you turned on me, that knife would be in your back faster than... Well, you'd be doing it to yourself, so I wouldn't even have to. No, look at me. Good. Looks like the symptoms haven't set in yet. Nothing. In fact, it'd be better for you to find out yourself. If I told you, what would it really do? Would it save you? Would it change your fate? Do you actually want to know the truth, or a fancy little lie? No, it doesn't matter, does it? Hold that thought. Not the best constitution from these lookalikes, huh? You're just gonna stand in there and watch me. No, you're shocked. It was obviously a doppelganger. Just because it bleeds red, honey, doesn't mean that it's real. Just like not everything with eyes can see. Not everything with ears can hear. I trust you understand who you were calling on these fuckers, right? The DDD. Do you know what it stands for? So you're not all stupid with this. The Doppelganger Detection Department. But who's above that? Do you have any idea? Of course you don't. Ah, there's a thought. Homeland Security. Do you really think they care about this? Sweetheart, tuts. I don't know how to be the person that you think I am. Because for all you know, I'm one of them, and I just killed an innocent person again. What then? What does it mean to you? You're still following around like a little lost puppy, and for what? For why? Do I make your heart race? Is the danger different than your monotonous life spent in that box? Living in a low-ends made apartment in the middle of fucking nowhere? Is that what you thought your life would be right now? Is that what you hoped for when you were a little kid? Do you think I hoped to be a milkman when I grew up? Don't you give me that. You know exactly what I'm saying. You just don't want to hear it. Closing your ears like you. Sorry. Maybe I've been too harsh. And then what? I'll admit it. Francis Moses is not the kindest man. Whether it be the doppelganger you let in, or the real deal. It's not even something worth copying. Yet they love to do it. Do you know why? They're desperate. But they're also playing with us. That's not a usual combination of words. It's either they're desperate and they need something, or they're just playing around. Why both? I can see it in your eyes. It's a good question, really. But I don't feel like answering you and playing daddy to all your problems that I can't. Let's summarize it real well. If you want to live any kind of a long life in this hellscape of a world we call America, then I'm gonna have to ask you some personal questions. And you're going to have to answer them exactly as I say. Now, don't lie on any of the questionnaire. If you do, well, let's just say your symptoms might not be so forgiving. You might be, but you aren't in control, are you? No, not nearly as much as you think you are. We all convince ourselves we have free will, freedom in a country that plasters it over every American flag, every white hot brand into the ass of democracy that I don't care of in the slightest. Who are you? Remember what I said. Who are you? That won't do, Toots. I said don't lie. Last warning. Or you might end up like him out there. Like them over there. Like the people living in that house right there. Fake and empty, a husk, lifeless, as your big dead eyes looking at me. If you think I would hesitate, then you don't know me, sweetheart. How was that so hard, sweetheart? The truth will set you free, as they say. So let me help you with that. Where did you live 5 years ago, sweetheart? The big city you thought you knew. Chewing you up and spitting you out. Now this one is important. Don't you dare hesitate for a moment or you're dead. Who do you hate the most in the world? And what color is the sky right now? I know how stupid it sounds, but we don't have time for this. Answer the question now. Good. Was that so hard? Babe, you just need to understand now. This is your life. You chose this. You left the other ones in the past, and I don't care about infidelity. I don't care where your heart really lies, because that doesn't matter, Toots. Everything that matters is right here in front of you in this milk truck, on this dead-end street in the middle of nowhere. Because right now, if you weren't here, you wouldn't be anywhere. Don't naively think the DDD trusts you. They don't even trust themselves half the time. So, what is your goal? I don't care how stupid it sounds. Give me your goal now. Fine. Goal it is, as pathetic as it may be. I'll appreciate the honesty. Congratulations, you can follow basic instructions for once. Now, do me a favor, and never, ever doubt those answers you said. Let me check your eyes. Good, no sign of it. You're doing good so far, honey. But you're gonna need to trust me. Things are about to be a pain in the ass. Look over there. Despite what it may have looked like, driving down those streets several times one way, several times the other, there's an intricate and very personal reason for that. As you noticed, that door turned to blue. Why? Everything else in our surroundings is the same, so why did a single door change on a single cul-de-sac in a place you've probably never seen in your life? You're close. Because what I was doing was tantamount to a code of sorts. As for what it means, I can't go into details, but you're going to have to trust me. We need to get through that blue door. Do you notice that family of three over there? The one with the dog. It's a chow. Yes, those ones. Do you also notice the policeman on the left? Listen to me. I have to confirm these things because if you see something different, we need to leave immediately. This isn't a joke, and I'm not exaggerating anything. Everything I've done with you has a purpose. There's a reason, and not one you can trifle with. If you make one mistake, it's over. Now tell me, is that bush over there yellow? Do you see a clown in the window? What is the clown doing? Damn it. Of course, always the fucking clown. Buckle up. We're out of here. Listen, that blue door is important. Like I said, I can't tell you why we're doing this, but until we see the same thing, we can't get out of this vehicle. You can't. And if anyone approaches us, we take self-defense to the utmost, Tuts. We take them down. That goes for you. Take this. And don't get any funny ideas about pointing it at me. If you kill me, darling, you're gonna be in a world of hurt. Worse than anything I could ever do to you. That's not something I would even want for you. Despite how much you pissed me off. You've been fairly obedient. I'll give you that. You're easy on the eyes and easy on the touch, but that doesn't make you impervious to getting on my last nerve. Learn from now. Until we separate. My word is law. And I'm not just saying this to be some controlling asshole, chauvinistic or terrible. I'm saying this because I want you to live. You don't have to believe me, but this is personal. When you make a promise, you keep it. Just like I, as much as I have every reason to kill you for trying to kill me, know you were just doing your job, no matter how badly you did at it. So, I'll forgive that. But you still owe me one. Probably a lot more than one. Now, we're back. What time did the radio man say it was? 5:03. Good. And what color is the bush? Yellow. How many trees are in front of the house, three doors to the right of us? Good. How many people are staring at us right now? Good. Now, how many have two eyes. 6 out of 14. It checks out for now. Now, most importantly, is there a blue door on the house to our left? Good. Does the blue door have a yellow handle? Good. What is the clown holding who's staring at us through the window to the right of the blue door? Good. Things are checking out, but you can never be too safe. Now, hold my hand. Do you understand? You can't let go. If you let go, everything is going to go south. All of those people staring are going to charge us. They're going to do something terrible, unspeakable to you and me. That's why you must hold our hands, and if any of them approach us, you say we are married 5 years and 6 months. That the move-in day is June 6th, 1955. Remember it. If you get any detail wrong, then we run as fast as we can back to the milk van, and if anybody gets in, I'll kill them on the way. If we make it to the blue door, I'm going to knock once, you wait 3 seconds, and then knock twice. If all goes well, it'll unlock, and we'll be safe for a short while. Do you remember everything? I would write it down for you, but that would give us away immediately. If that happens, it's only a matter of time before they find us. In the worst case, darling, I don't think I would want to be you or me. So, hold my hand. Don't shake. Don't let them see you're nervous. Where's that confident smile? Good, you're doing fine. Take a deep breath and look at me. I won't be able to give you any pointers. So remember those like your life depends on it, because it probably does. Understood. Then, when we get out of this car, I'm going to open the door for you. You'll grab my right hand and walk beside me. Do not trip. Do not make any eye contact. Keep your eyes on the blue door. No matter what the clown does, no matter what you hear in your peripherals, you do not turn. Do I make myself clear? Good. Then that should do it. Just don't make any mistakes or we're screwed. No pressure. Regardless of how I feel, you have more on the line to lose than me. So, I'm telling you as much as I can to give you a handicap, as it's your first time. Now, remember, right hand. That's been a long day, honey. Let's go. You look gorgeous today. I can't wait to see our kids. We're just the nuclear family, aren't we? The ideal that they wish they had. No, it's nothing, darling. Looks like we're home. Welcome home, baby. You were about 2 seconds from ending up as food for them. Or worse. You couldn't see it, but I saw it. The way they saw you, they didn't believe it at first. I covered for your ass, so thank me later. Or better yet, right now. The stress of the day is pissing me off. Much, much more than it did before. So, mind telling me what you're gonna do to make it up to me? Why does it not surprise me? Infidelity just ends up your crutch to fall on. Don't worry, the clown is gone. It was only for show in the first place. This place is safe so long as we keep the door locked. Do you understand? Regardless, I expect my compensation for saving your life again. How many times was it? Perhaps you're worth saving after all. With how you use that mouth of yours, those hands. If I didn't know any better, I would say that you're just as bad off as you could be. Completely at a loss. Completely and utterly shocked that your body is as down bad as you. It's fine for me. Just watching your head bob like that is satisfying enough. But you know it's never enough just to take your lips like that. You could take a break like that, but it's barely enough. Your own greed getting the best of you as your body just works as a compass to where you know you want to be, closer to me. Does my breath smell like cigarettes? Disappointment, maybe. Or maybe I smell like some sexy man that's worth all that you've given up by trying to kill me, by almost ending all those lives, but then never being able to because you are incompetent. Do you think you're still that naive now? Still that incompetent? You're beyond what they would call hopeless touch. You're stuck with someone who you can't barely trust, yet you use those lips in such a way that would make the devil blush himself. Good job. You're so good at this, babe. In fact, I think you're worth keeping around. Not just for this. And I'm not so shrewd as to simplify you like that. But goddamn, are you something fancy? Well, how does it feel looking up at me like that? From my recliner, like we're actually a family like this. Like you're actually married to me right now. Treating this like marital duties and... Suit yourself. Then don't make the mistake of missing any. At least try and breathe now. You did a good job. In fact, for what it's worth, for all the pains you've caused me, I think the good like this might be my favorite part. The little things you do, the fun we've had, as devilish as it is dangerous. I guess we'll have to go to the confessional together. Because I'm not done with you yet. Honestly, it's the way you squirm for me, the way when you taste my semen slithering down that throat of yours, you can't help but go wild. The way on your knees is where you belong with me, not because of any chauvinistic urge or some primal thing of domination or feasting on your sexy body. It's the reactions. The fact that you owe me is just the icing on the cake. But even if you owe me, you did an alright job today. We're alive, and that's more than I can say for anyone else in our circumstances. Well, baby doll, how you feeling? You don't like that, huh? Shall I call you baby girl then? Between the cigarette smoke and the taste of your lips, it feels so real, almost. Like if I close my eyes and I feel the warmth of your lovely form against me, I can drown in it. Don't mind me just rubbing against those thighs because they belong to me now. That ass, it's way too nice not to play with, and you look like you're aching for it. Tell me, darling, you really gonna say I'm not the most attractive man you've ever been with? That poor husband of yours that couldn't make it, huh? Isn't it just a shame that you're sucking the cock of a man who isn't him? That you're enjoying me thrusting into that open fucking slutty mouth and filling you up with my manhood where no one else can have you but me? Infidelity doesn't bother you, darling, no. What bothers you is when it's over, you just keep wanting more. That's it. Nothing like shoving your head down on my cock like that. Does it hurt a little? That just proves you're alive still. And guess who that's thanks to? Thank me while choking on my cock. Thank me for saving you. Thank me for letting you have the privilege of sucking my fucking cock. That's right. How's my dick taste, huh? How's my dick taste sliding through the mouth and throat of yours, huh? You're so warm and tight, so sexy when you can barely breathe because my dick's choking you. I don't need any help with that. I don't need any help with anything, but goddamn, do you go wild for that. I can feel your pussy clench from here. You can try and hide it. Let's face it. You got some masochistic side that just loves when I manhandle you. You love the fact that you can taste my scent, that you can feel your throat submitting to me, your body going tense and then limp, your throat just servicing me again and again, training you much better than any other could ever do. That fucking husband you'll never even think about again, because now you're with me, you're stuck with me like I'm stuck with you, stuck inside that fucking hot mouth. Yes. And that's when it's twitching and you make that noise, a muffled shriek as my cum slips down your throat, pumping thick ropes of my semen down inside you already. That's not all, baby doll. Sit on daddy's thigh. Come on. I know you want to because your body betrayed you. Your heart, it may only be half here. There's some guilt, a tinge of remorse, but you're still looking at me like that. You still obediently obey every command, every order, no matter how unreasonable. So strip, take those fucking clothes off for me. Why don't you show me what my new wife can do? Make a show of it. Don't be shy now. That's it. Yeah, grind against that fucking dick. I know you love it so much, yeah. You love it so much that you can't help but touch yourself like that, even as you strip those greedy hands reaching for that needy, swollen clit. That's right. You'll take care of all my desires because you need to, baby. Because it's your marital duty now. But all of those fucked up rules aside, I'm doing this as much as a selfish way to get my rocks off as I am to take care of you, because if we don't convince them that we're a couple, the perfect married couple, possibly a little bit religious, possibly going to eventually adopt or have kids, then they're going to end us. Don't you fucking get it? We're the prisoners in the cage, and the rats in the lab, the maze that we'll never get out of, so we have to adapt. We have to keep jumping through hoops until they decide it's enough. Or that's how it would have been before you got caught up in it. Do you like when I shove you down, force you to grind against my thigh? Grind on that leg, baby. Do not fucking stop until I tell you to. My hands may not very much respect, but my heart does. Even as my fingers slip down there, feeling you up like I own that body of yours. But you want me to have that confidence that I own you. Because that's how you get off. You love the fact that I have control of you, don't you? Just admit it. It's not about dominance or submission. It's just about the control. You just love the fact that I could do anything to you right now. You love the fact of the stimulation, the absolute desire to have more and more of this hot fucking man stealing you away. A fantasy you always dreamed of but were too guilty to admit to ever liking, and now you're indulging in it. Now you're indulging in it. So well. Your naked body against me, and I can feel all of that soft suppleness against me mixed with just a bit of heart. Look at what you did. You're grinding, just watching you, listening to you. An ecstasy has made me this hard again, even after you drained me twice today. Is that what you call a good time, or is it just the start, baby? Because I am not fucking convinced yet. Go right ahead then, go right fucking ahead. Yeah, that's it. Shimmy the body over here, and... Oh, yes. Something about feeling your raw, burning hot pussy grinding up from my balls all the way to the head of my cock is so satisfying. Oh, it's the way that you tantalizingly hover over me like this. And for a moment, you get the upper hand just for me to steal it back from you. Just for me to feel that the knife escaping your lips is more than just my name. It's a calling card, Tuts. And I'm afraid I'm gonna have to answer that with one of my own. Sneaking inside you just feels like it's giving you a gift, and that tightness feels like heaven. Oh, but baby, that old mouth of yours, the way that you're letting your jaw hang loose, staring at me like a dumbfounded deer in the headlights, has the sexiest fucking look. Don't be shocked. It's all fun if you like it, right? A good fuck and a good day. This armchair is just big enough to fuck you in, isn't it? Oh, you're my good girl, aren't you? You take it so fucking funny. Words don't even begin to express the noises coming out of you. And I love that. The consistency, the tightness of your inside, and the warm, syrupy sweetness of your voice in my ear. How does it sound to have my arousal in yours? Now we're embracing like lovers. I wonder what he would think watching us right now. Think he's watching from the cloud? Don't look at me like that. I don't even hate the guy, but you, you're mine now. Say my cock is better. Say it, baby. Say it if you can. If you can stop moaning long enough to say it. How good is my cock? How good does it feel inside you? Just like lovers do, we keep going till we lose that spark. Then we fuck it in again, and again, and again. I can feel how you're twitching like crazy. I feel your arousal as much as I feel. Man. Nice and deep, yeah. Focus on the shape of my cock inside you. I know you can feel my shape, my heat, my slight touch when I hit my limits, when my balls slump against your clit just right. Chair anymore, darling. You want it hard then, don't you? Sticking your ass in the air, putting your cheek to the carpet. Well, who am I to disappoint, huh? If you want me to plow into you, bury you in pleasure, So be it. I can't be comfortable, can it? That you look like you're on cloud nine. Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck. Come here, come here, come inside. Inside. So that's him, babe. That's what your game is, huh? Won't be satisfied until I take everything again. Until I give you so much of my milk inside you. Until you keep on milking me until your brain goes blank and your body goes limp. Maybe I'm sick and twisted in the head, but even then I don't care. I don't care, baby, because I'm not the type of man you can just fucking forget about, no. I'm the type of man that will never let go once he sinks his fangs, marks your shoulder like it's my fucking territory. Because as far as I'm concerned, your life is in my hands. So what's wrong with enjoying that life a little? And you, smiling, as giddy as a fucking schoolgirl, you're crazy. Wild for that. Touch, you're crazy because you like it even more than me, don't you? You enjoy me and the whole concept of it all. Tickling that fancy in the back of your head, in the back of all those recessed memories, dark desires, and all the things in between, baby. Oh, I'm not satisfied yet. Not even close, fuck. But I think right now, we have to be quiet, unfortunately. They're watching. They can't see us, but they're watching. So now, we'll have to figure it out, won't we? Because after that kind of fuck, this place might get a little dangerous. Maybe our greed for each other was a little too much. Just remember, follow my commands. And maybe, just maybe, we'll survive this. Tomorrow isn't much more than a wish. Never fucking a promise. But with you in my arms right now, I'm just a little bit more inclined to try a little harder. What do you say, Tuts? Care to get lost in this madness with me?